Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One thing that I've been doing, Larry, that I've been really enjoying on the old Instagram, it's a social media app, in case you're not familiar.
You're going to have to check that out.
You'll have to check that out. Yeah, you'll have to get on board for that one. Yeah. You know, I've been really wanting to pay attention to who are the Rams fans, you know, and yes, there are, this is not to discredit any of us, but there are those of us who are, you know, we show up to games, we get excited when the team wins, but there are some hardcore Rams fans out there, and I have made it a point to try to follow them as follow them around on their day-to-day basis as closely as possible, but from a safe distance as well on their various social media platforms.
I was going to say, you know, I don't want to necessarily have to come bail you out of jail just because, you know, so somebody's like, this dude with a weird, creepy mustache is stalking me. What is going on?
So far, none of them have seen me yet, as far as I'm concerned. So we're still at a safe place, and I will try to limit my behaviors there. But here's what as we alluded to last week, Larry. If for those that were listening, my brand has now become putting you on the stand, essentially, and creating a game for you to help the fan. You're just the guide. You're the guide to deliver this information. I have to do it through you by testing your knowledge and making a very vulnerable place for you. So
that is very disingenuous. You revel in humiliating me by hearing me just absolutely flounder in trying to kind of answer some of these GD quizzes that you throw at me. But it's okay. I understand my role in the podcast now. You know, they tell you, like in radio, they teach, you know, when you're a team, you know, you have to define your roles. That's the thing. You're the tormentor, and I am the downtrodden a sad sack loser. That's the yin and yang of the Welcome to the Bandwagon podcast. I get it. I embrace it. It's fine.
And this is why we work so well together. Yes. I am here to torment you specifically about Rams fans. So what I've done is I've created a 3-question quiz for you to help identify some of our biggest fans out there. And this is also a nice chance to highlight some of these people who are doing the Lord's work and getting the Rams message out there. So
ambassadors for the team, basically, like we are, you know, supporters and people who are enthusiastic and no matter thick through thick and thin, we will be there for them. So yes, I can't wait to hear about this group.
You might call them Rambassadors, Larry. This is the quiz about our Rambassadors. And man, I can't believe how great the segue is going. This was totally unintentional.
Did you already have that ready?
I didn't have that ready, but after you hear question one, you're gonna be like, wow, that was really well done, Kevin. So here is question one. Which of the following is not an actual Rams super fan on Instagram and in the world? Three of these are actual Rams super fans. One is not. Is it A, the Ramateur? This is a Rams fan who dresses as the Predator, the Ramateur. See, Predator and Ramateur. The Pajama Rama. This is a fan who dresses in Rams PJs at every tailgate and game. The Pajama Rama. Next is Guinness the Wolfhound. This is a wolfhound who dons ram horns and a Rams bandana for Rams games. Guinness the Wolfhound or the Ram DeLorean. This is a Mandalorian made popular by the show The Mandalorian, dressed, you know, with that cool Boba Fett kind of looking mask. A Ramdalorian. A Mandalorian dressed in a Rams jersey and has the blue and yellow Mandalorian helmet. So again, the Ramator, the Pajama Rama, Guinness the Wolfhound, or the Ramdalorian. Which one is not an actual Ram super fan?
Well, I think that Guinness Wolfhound has to be real because that's just so random. Those series of words thrown together has to mean that is very real, because the other ones, all three, sound like some sort of BS that you would make up. So now I have to discern.
Yeah.
See, but, you know, fans who are really super fans, you know, they're looking for an opportunity to be seen on camera at games. It's not just about fandom, but it's like, you know, really, it's a cry for help is what it is. You know, yes. me, please see me.
Yeah, totally.
I'm kind of buying the pajama thing. That seems like a really fun thing that would get on camera. It's kind of cuddly and fun.
Yeah.
Although that definitely sounds like a Kevin thing. I'm going to spend too much time analyzing here.
I get it.
My first instinct was the Ramdalorian. That's such a recent IP, and I don't think I've seen them on camera if they've attended games. I'm going to say Ramdalorian.
Ramdalorian is not an actual Ram super fan, is what Larry Morgan is saying, and that is incorrect. We will get into the Ramdalorian. The one that, yeah, you're right, Pajama Rama was a total Kevin BS move.
Yeah. That sounds so like you, but also kind of sounds like somebody like you in LA who would do that. Look, and by the way, why aren't you doing that?
I was going to say, take this idea and run with it if you're listening right now. I mean, look, it could be Kevin, me.
It has to be you.
Okay. You know what? I do have.
We will take up a collection for season tickets and we will send you to every home game only if you do the big cuddly Rams footy pajamas and become.
What
was it called?
The Pajama Rama.
Pajama Rama?
This might be the role I was born to play. I actually did not think about this, but wow, I was thinking, okay, I'll talk about this and I'll say, somebody steal this idea, go do it. No, it has to be me.
I guarantee camera time on every game. It's just, you know, take your little bottle.
Yeah, you know, take a bottle. I'll have
cry,
a little
cry like a baby when they throw an interception, and then clap your hands with, like, you know, with your palms together, like,
wee. The Pajama Rama is here.
Adorable.
All right, we may have just spawned something here. The Ramator is a real fan. He dresses as the Predator. He has like the long dreads, and there's been variations of this for other NFL teams, but this one, he's been around only since last year. But he's got a great website if you dig into it. If you just look up,
I feel
the
like I've seen him. That one felt very familiar. I feel like I've seen him.
He's got a purpose. Guinness the Wolfhound is this adorable giant wolfhound. It's I don't know the name of his owner, but this lovely looking woman. And the two of them, they dress up, and I noticed that she comments on all the fan stuff for him, and it's, or he's the one that's actually commenting. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, you don't know.
But, and then the Ramdalorian. Yeah, actually this guy does some pretty epic videos on his social media page that are very, on theme with the Mandalorian theme. And by the way, a few that didn't make the cut that I made up, the Parallelogram, which is just a rhombus that's got Ram logos all over it. I came up with Jean-Claude Van Ram, which is, you know, you could put that together. The Ram chowder, just a bowl of chowder, but so the Rambassador one just totally came out of nowhere, and that was, I can't believe I didn't think of that one sooner. So here we go.
By the way, by the end of this, actually, maybe, hold on, let me check. Yes, by the time you hear this, the Disney Corporation has sent the Ramdalorian a cease and desist, and so he no longer is going to be able to appear that.
I
that
just
way.
Screwed so, him over completely. Yeah,
way to welcome. Go, Kevin.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, this quiz, by the way, just became a two-question quiz because I thought I had removed a question that I just revealed the answer to. And it well, here.
No. Go ahead and do the question.
Okay.
Let's see if I even was paying attention to what you said.
So. You're right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. It's true or false.
Lots of times I just drift off.
You're right. It's 50-50 either way, true or false. The Rammeter has only been around since the 2021 season. Is that true or is that false?
You know, I have a feeling, you know, in my keen observation, Kevin, I really only feel like I saw him last year for the first time. And also, you know, considering The Mandalorian as a relatively recent pop culture icon, I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah. Okay, Larry. Yeah. We'll just enjoy this while you can get it. Okay. And it's because I was so impressed with his mission statement on his website. Just quickly, I'll go through the character superhero Rammeter debut came into existence after observing that our fan base needed some life, something to be excited about. Rams fans needed a spirited representation. The silent needed a voice to cheer. The doubt needed faith to stand, the weak needed strength to fight on, and we needed new fans to rise from the ashes. Thus came the birth of Rammeter, the guardian of SoFi Stadium, the galactic superhero of the Los Angeles Rams. And it goes on and on in a very epic way. But I just appreciated the, I personally appreciated the dedication of that mission statement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
I know. So there you go. So go give the Rammeter a follow. We'll wrap up with one more question for you, Larry. And you know, I just can't resist looking at dogs. We already looked at our Wolfhound, Guinness the Wolfhound. Here we go. So I did a search of the hashtag RamDog and RamDogs. So when searching hashtag RamDogs on Instagram, three of these accounts actually came up. One of them did not. So again, it's which one did Kevin make up? It's four choices. Which one did not actually come up as Ram Dogs? Is it Bosco the Mini Pin, Itachi the Frenchie, Bueller the Lab, or Harry the Mini Hot Dog?
All right, one more time. Let me hear those one more time.
And you know what? I'll throw you for a loop here. I did not make any of these up. All four of these exist, but one of them is not actually connected as a Ram dog.
To the Ram.
Yep.
Okay.
We got Bosco the Mini Pin, which is a mini pincher. Bosco the Mini Pin, Itachi the Frenchie, Bueller the Lab, or Harry the Mini Hot Dog.
I mean, there's no indication there of which would be connected to the Rams or not, but I just love the phrase Harry the Mini Hot Dog, so I'm going to go with that one.
I love that you chose it. That's correct. Unfortunately, good job, Larry.
I just wanted to say it out loud.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you chose it. 2 for 3. Now, Harry the Mini Hot Dog, though he may not be a Rams fan, we can't necessarily hold that against him because he is in Sweden, this dog, so maybe the NFL isn't as big in Sweden there.
probably into football.
Exactly. He's probably a football fan. He's a long-haired dachshund, and he looks amazing in a bow tie. Highly recommend to look into Harry the Mini Hot Dog. Bosco the Mini Pin, Itachi the Frenchie, both adorable dogs with Rams attire. And then Bueller the Lab is actually, I love his handle, at Good Boy Bueller. He's actually named after, I believe, Walker Bueller of the Dodgers. So he's both a big Dodger fan and a big Rams fan.
Fantastic.
Larry, you're guessing. I may have given you one, but I'm going to call this a success for you regardless. 2 for 3.
Yay!
Good job, Larry Morgan. Congratulations.